Overseas now, and the United Nations has expressed alarm about a Syrian government offensive on the rebel-held town of Yarmouk. A major land assault is reportedly imminent, with the town already coming under aerial attack and increased shelling. There are an estimated 40,000 civilians in Yarmouk. Many of them are now fleeing to neighbouring Lebanon. This increased fighting comes as the second round of Geneva peace talks ends once again in stalemate, as Linda Lopresti reports.
The Syrian town of Yarmouk has been controlled by the opposition for much of the three-year uprising against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Capturing Yarmouk is important for the government to secure the main road from Damascus to the north and the coast, and to cut rebel supply lines from Lebanon. Since last Wednesday, warplanes have been carrying out airstrikes and artillery has been pounding the strategic town. For many, including the United Nations, the military build-up in Yarmouk is a sign that a major land assault is in sight.
Allahu Akbar.
For many Syrians, it must be hard to believe peace talks ever happened. The second round of talks ended last Friday with no breakthrough, no progress, and not even a date for another round of talks. The UN mediator in Geneva, Lakhdar Brahimi, has apologised to the Syrian people.
I'm very, very sorry, and I apologise to the Syrian people that their hopes, which were very, very high that something will happen here, I apologise to them that on these two rounds we haven't helped them very much.
So has diplomacy now reached a dead end? Anthony Billingsley is a lecturer of international relations at the School of Social Sciences at the University of New South Wales.
One would hope not. I think these talks, maybe our expectations were too high anyway, in that the parties were coming with mutually incompatible expectations, I think. You had the opposition who really have very little traction within Syria anyway, demanding the removal of Bashar al-Assad. You had the government coming in and saying, well, that is simply not something we are willing to discuss. You know, I think that the fact that Assad probably thinks he's winning and certainly is confident he's not losing must make it very, very difficult for people to talk at that particular level.
So given that there is no agenda for another round of peace talks, they haven't agreed on a date, they haven't agreed on an agenda. In the meantime, more civilians are dying. Is it now time, do you think, for the United States and other global powers to get involved?
Get involved in a more enthusiastic way, yes. I cannot for the life of me see how military action, which I think is what a lot of Americans in particular and some Europeans seem to want, will benefit things. I mean, we only have to look at Afghanistan, Iraq, and the Balkans, for that matter, to see that American military action has not resolved the problem. The problems continue 10 years later, 20 years later. So, you know, it has to be some sort of very unified international approach to the problem. Now, you know, the problem there, of course, is that the Russians and the Chinese are simply not willing to countenance anything that will talk about regime change and military intervention.
And so what does a non-military action look like?
Well, it involves very heavy political pressure on all the parties involved. So one of the really biggest problems in the Syrian crisis is Saudi Arabia, which has been funding, arming and providing fighters for the pretty extreme rebel groups in Syria. So the Saudis have to be told, hang on, you blokes have to stop. You have to pull your heads in a bit here, and we're going to come up with a solution which you're not going to like, but at least it will stop the fighting. The Iranians have to be brought in. Somehow or other, there's got to be a formula that involves the Iranians and forces them to say, okay, we are going to protect our interests, but our interests are not necessarily identical with those of the Bashar al-Assad regime.
That's Anthony Billingsley, lecturer in international relations at the School of Social Sciences at UNSW. Ending that report from Linda Lopresti.